Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Jacob Hawley, comedian and Arsenal fan, made a welcome return. He was on good form, wasn't he?
That's right. We heard from Paul Jiggins and how he avoided one of TalkSport's finest.
Yeah, you'll hear that. We had a bit of a chat about various matters, didn't we? And what else did we like? We liked something else.
Oh, of course, our old friend, Martin Ellis-Jones.
Martin Ellis-Jones, the owner of Hetherington Hats. We speak to him before every Royal Ascot, apart from last year, as you'll discover. And he's become quite a favourite with the, some of the Knights of the Road in this country.
You see, Worcestershire's cricket ground has been submerged again, completely underwater.
It's often happened, isn't it?
I know, because it's of its proximity to the Severn. But
yeah.
I was thinking, if Derek Underwood was going to make a comeback, it would have to be Worcester.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
He'd be unplayable on
He's
that.
Got to be in his, what, 70s
74,
now,
he?
I mean,
he,
I don't think, he, you know, I think that's... I mean, he is...
I reckon he'd still go through a team on that pitch.
He probably could, yeah. It's great, the sort of pub conversation. You bring Derek Underwood under 3 foot of water and he'd bowl him out.
And Neymar has been given a route out of the Paris, not out of the, out of Paris Saint-Germain by club president Nasser El Khelaifi. And he says that nobody's forced him to sign. Nobody pushed him. I want players willing to give everything. Those who are not, we will meet and we will talk. You think, you can't really criticise the club's culture, mate. You basically created it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Don't expect them all to kiss the badge when they're all just passing through for the cash.
I paid
really.
$200 million for this bloke who didn't really want to be there, and I'm paying him about $500,000 a week.
That's the thing with them. Mbappe, you know, he's a prison. It's a team he supports. His family are there. He cares about the team. He was kicking off a little bit earlier on, but I don't think you can doubt the fact that that he cares in maybe in a way that quite a lot of the other ones don't. You see, Adrian Rabiot's up for sale. His mum's his agent. That's going to be. Yeah.
I'd love
to
I be think the free transfer, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd love to be the fly on the wall when Adrian Rabiot's mum is negotiating with Ed Woodward. I think she'll have him for breakfast.
I would have thought Daniel Levy would be right in there quickly, wouldn't he?
Free. Well, he's boy, we've talked about him before as a player. He, you know, could he cut it in the Prem?
Yeah,
he looks good. He looks good. He doesn't look great, but he looks good whenever you see him play, doesn't he? For PSG, so he's been linked with.
I think he's a decent player. No question about it.
Well, he's good for nothing, if you know what I mean. Wages.
Strange letter from Ian Owen from Surrey, wrote to the Sun this morning. He said, it was all smiles for Eden Hazard as he joined Real Madrid, but give it a few months and he'll be sat on the subs bench.
Did you write that?
No.
I thought you'd done that under a pseudonym.
He'll then wonder why he left Chelsea, where he played every game.
Yeah.
How do you know that's going to happen? You've got no idea that's going to happen.
He's not going to be on the subs bench. He's too good, isn't he?
Of course he's too good. And what should he care? He's this biggest club, one of the biggest clubs in the world's come in for him, paying him about $400,000 a week, and Chelsea got a very good fee considering it was in his last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've had, you know, seven...
Well, that's very philosophical of you, Andy.
Well,
I wasn't expecting
7 years
that.
Of good, you know, good play from him.
Yeah.
Today is recipients of life bans from men's football.
Okay, yeah. These are the people that slag off men's football in comparison with women's football. And Andy says, the completely unenforceable rule that he has, that they can never watch men's football again.
Yeah,
he hasn't worked out how he's going to do that.
I haven't worked it out, but I know that it's right. I know that morally it's right, because you shouldn't compare the two games and don't pretend that one is better than the other, especially in this way. It was Matt Baker from who told Claire Balding that women's football is much better than the men's game.
So that's Matt can't watch any men's football.
That's him. Yep. And Ollie's mum wrote to the Star.
Who's Ollie's mum?
I've no idea. She said she can't watch men's football either. For the first time in years, I sat and enjoyed a football match. England women versus Scotland women. And England versus the rest of the world for UNICEF. It's amazing that when big ego players are put aside, it's the beautiful game. It's incredible, isn't it? Like, some of the players playing in the UNICEF, I'd say, had quite big egos.
Well,
like
these are all Eric getting
Cantona
published. And, yeah, that's true. These
Robert
are all getting
Pires,
published. People are tapping into this, aren't they? You know, yeah. They're obviously touching a nerve.
James Anderson's informed you. He took 5 for 18.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that's fantastic. That,
normally when we interview them, they're just...
They fall off a cliff, don't they, really, as soon as they chat to us.
And I'm not sure about Vinnie Jones's anecdote that he's on tour with Paul Gascoigne.
I think that's been slightly embellished for the after-dinner circuit,
yeah,
that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How would you not know that Pete Sampras is your neighbour?
Yeah. And then when you do see him, he doesn't recognise you. You don't recognise him, but he recognises you.
Yeah. So Pete Sampras is playing
not
tennis.
Sure. I'm not saying Chinny Reckon. All I'm saying is he's turned up to 11 for the after dinner circuit. I don't think he was effing and jeffing at Pete Sampras for a hole in a fence. Although who knows?
We weren't there.
We weren't there, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
That was the story. We should point out what the story was. Vinny was doing a gig with Gazza on the after dinner circuit, and he was there with was it Guy Ritchie or was it Jason Statham and his
Jason
missus.
Statham.
They're all sunbathing there.
Kelly Brook.
Have a word, says Jason Statham. Says have a word because there's
have
too much
word.
Noise. Have a word. There's too much noise. Somebody's playing tennis next door. It's getting on our nerves.
Yeah.
So Vinny, not knowing that Pete Sampras lives next door to him. Yeah, okay. Puts his head through the hedge, because that's all that separated them. Massive houses in sort of Bel Air or whatever.
Yeah,
and puts, yeah, like it's like Terry and June. Puts his head over the you know, the fence. And says, oi! You know, lots of swearing included, of course, for the late night audience. Shut up, mate, you're getting on my nerves. Hey, Vinny, I loved you in Lockstock. Who are you then, mate, with more expletives? I'm Pete Sampras. He says, all right then, mate, carry on then. And there's a round of applause.
How does Vinny Jones not know the 7-time Wimbledon winner,
Pete Sampras,
standing there with a tennis racket?
Well, when he's on, maybe
it's not like you're seeing Pete Sampras, you know, in a dry cleaners or sort of out of his sort of normal
situation. Pete Sampras in a dry cleaners. Anyway, I want to get you going on something. It's a bit of an old do, but we'd like to bring something fresh to it. It's over the years, you would have seen this. Certainly six aside, so if you go and play in your goals league or whatever, you have to come up with a bit of a daft name for your team. And you do get some good ones along the way. We don't necessarily want the old well-trodden ones. There was a team once called. We'd like a bit of personal experience of maybe teams you've played against, fairly recent ones, because our old mate Lee and Mark Burcham, they turn out on a regular basis, I think playing seven aside. And they've got the kit. They've got the Fenerbahce kit. If you notice that there, that they play in, the boys.
Okay.
But they call themselves Fenerbahce. Because they are men of a certain age.
Yeah, that's good.
So I thought that was quite good. A variation.
It's compounded by having the kit as well.
That's true. Yeah. They've really embraced it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Our friends at ITV have just gone live from Ascot, and we're seeing pictures now of our old mate Ed Chamberlain, Bruff Scott's there, and Johnny Murta. All turned out, Andy, in what kind of headgear?
Top hat.
It is the hat.
You have to wear one. It goes with the outfit.
It's a big
part of Ascot, Royal Ascot.
And equally a huge part of Royal Ascot. The man we turn to now, we speak to every year during Royal Ascot, apart from last year when we were in Russia.
It wasn't our fault.
He was a touch put out by that.
I think he was, yeah.
But he's back this year. He is from the brilliant Hetherington Hats, where so many people go for their topper. Martin Ellis-Jones. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon to you.
So sorry to have missed you last year during the Football World Cup.
Well, oddly enough, it's terribly funny. A couple of things have happened through that. I use cabs a lot around London, and most cab drivers said, well, they don't like you anymore, do they?
Oh, that's very harsh.
what happened? I use lots of regular cabs.
Hmm.
But I got into a cab the other day at Waterloo, I think, and the chap, and he said Walpole Street by seconds, and he said, "You're in the top hat business, aren't you?" I said, "Well, however do you know that? Have we have you met me before? He said, no, no. He said, I recognise your voice from Hawksbin Jacob.
Yeah. Well done. That? Well done for remembering the name of the show. I don't blame you, Martin. But so that's tremendous news.
Yeah, it's great to know that you've become a favourite of cab drivers across London. Fantastic, yeah.
Yes, I suppose over the years, yes.
Yeah.
So I've been sort of breaking down the top hat into categories.
Okay.
And you'll tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, you can have black, grey, a long version, or a sort of short, squat one. Are there any other types?
Well, no. The configuration of a hat is depends on the formation of a face. You know, if you have a very long face, you're better off to have a tall hat too. So the hat dominates the face rather than the face dominating the hat.
That's a good idea.
We're seeing that with Ed Chamberlain at the moment. Ed is a man. Lee Mack, the comedian, has this thing, horse or plate. The shape of your face is either horse or plate. You may want to ask people that when they come in. You ought to size them up. Plate, the long face. Horse, the round face, says Lee. So
the other way around.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So, and Ed's gone. Ed's
gone for the big customers. Yeah. Horse or plate, mate.
Are you a horse or plate, sir? It's got, yeah, over the phone before they come in so you can get the right size. But Ed's gone for a very tall hat because he has a long face, doesn't he? So I think we're seeing that in action. And obviously, Ed is very well turned out. Have you been very busy this year, Martin?
Yeah, terribly amazing. I always think it's not going to happen, but it always does.
Mm.
Until next year. Maybe we'll all be this is a bankrupt country by this time next year,
and then you'll be
trying to ingratiate yourself to Corbyn and then trying not to upset him.
In case
he takes your house away from you.
Have you noticed more people buying the top hats, or are they looking? Do you rent or do you only sell, Martin? Remind us.
No, well, for Ascot, I only sell.
Right.
But if you're going to the palace to get an award, or going to a garden party, or going to a wedding, or you're doing a commercial, I'd happily. Oh God!
You got business. We don't want to put you.
No.
Take that. Okay.
It's probably trying to somebody saying. You were in an accident the other day. And
it could be, yeah,
because I had my top hat pulled over my eyes. I couldn't see where it was going.
It was too big. Is this right? The top hat to be fitted properly has to almost be kind of steamed onto your head. Is this
well,
true?
Well, we use a difference. We heat the hat. You could put it in an Argo if you wanted to, if it takes a chance, but it depends. You don't want to be interrupted with a telephone call and come back. And find your
hat's on fire. Yeah,
that's right.
Do you know how it came about, the sort of association with Royal Ascot and the top hat? I mean, was it always that was the dress code?
Well, it was sophisticated up by Beau Brummel, who was a big part of the kings, and he. But it was Queen Anne that started the whole thing. They found this sort of spot, and it has evolved. When I came into the business, grey hats were very fashionable, but I've sort of found a sort of source of black hats, and they've become very fashionable. But, you know, greys are terrific for their right shape and weight and things. They're wonderful.
Brilliant. All right, well, look, lovely to speak to you as ever.
It certainly is. Will you make Royal Ascot this year?
No, I won't. I've got too many other sort of commitments. I would love to go. I think it's going to rain this year as well, which I wouldn't mind have been there with my mice. You know, the mouse is, it's a velvet pad for removing the rain from there's a punter was determined to get through to me on the other line, but anyway, I'm not.
It's probably PPI.
No, that's right, PPI.
They'll be going for that. The closing stages of PPI.
It's my fault for not being rich enough to get someone to answer the phone for me.
I know.
Because rain will not ruin your top hat as long as Martin's there with his pad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, the only thing that the hat does not enjoy is being stolen.
No, that's true.
Or being, you know, set fire.
Yeah, well, they're
on fire. Yeah,
who would, really?
But if you run over it with a car, you know, if somebody reverses over it, we can mend it for you.
Okay, wow. Good. I'll remember
Martin,
that.
Always a pleasure.
Well,
thank you very much for being in touch.
Yeah, well, we'll speak to you next year. Wouldn't be the same without you. Thank you very much.
That's very kind. Thanks. Bye.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
The good news is Andy's mug has resurfaced.
Yes, good,
it's been
it?
Found.
It was in Virgin's kitchen.
It was in Virgin's kitchen. Again, that's where it tends to.
The rumour is that Chris Evans has taken a shine to
it. I don't think that is a rumour. That's something we just made up.
No, it's not. I believe everything the producer tells
it's
me.
It's a slogan mug. It's got a lame slogan on it, which was tea, coffee, or vodka, isn't
or,
it?
Or, you know, vodka.
Or, you know, vodka. Well, you know. But you've written something else on it. You've now written something on the mug, haven't you?
I've written Property of AJ, Talk Sport. I can't even remember my own writing. Stop taking it.
Stop taking it. But wouldn't that be, I mean, if I was Chris Evans or indeed anyone on Virgin now, Kate or someone, I'd just be taking it now just to spite you.
To be honest, so you're, would I.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that may backfire on you.
Probably will, yeah.
Right, good.
News of Domingo Hospital, our old friend.
Yeah, the Mexican soap opera.
No, the Spanish professional golfer.
Right, okay, yeah.
He's now 61, so he's getting on a bit now.
Yeah,
so he's
is he on the old vet circuit, the Masters Tour?
He's on the senior tour.
Because there was a time when he was lowest on the old money list.
Yeah, he was lowest on the money list. His best ever performance, he was tied 38th in 1994 in the Open.
Hmm.
He spent most of the decade not playing tournament golf, but instead teaching in the Swiss ski resort of Davos. So obviously they had some nice well-heeled
playing clients. Snow golf.
While sustaining a parallel career as an airline pilot.
Wow, Domingo Hospital.
Yeah, so this is your captain, Domingo Hospital.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Probably earned more flying a plane than he did playing golf.
Yeah, well, he's a polymath, isn't he, fella? Well,
very,
it's amazing.
Very much so.
Yeah, so Tony Duggan, as we said earlier on, England player, revealed that a lot of the girls have been watching Love Island to pass the time. And she says they watch the football from the other games, but the second half will sometimes get binned if Love Island is on.
And Phil Neville tried it, didn't he? And he didn't like
Phil
it.
Neville. I don't think Phil Neville was the target audience for Love Island, really. Is he? He watched the first one, and he won't be putting it back on, apparently. So probably wise.
And from the court circuit, I've got some interesting news.
Yep.
Mr. Dennis Wrench welcomed the President of Colombia on behalf of the Queen. He found it quite difficult to leave his house, of course.
Oh, he would have done, really, yeah. To have left the do yesterday, of course. Yeah, it's true.
What can you do?
Andy Joshua, he was on quite rocky ground when he commented on Tyson Fury's performance against Tom Schwartz the other day. All he was prepared to say was, I want to be fighting top 50 opponents. And then he was asked, well, where would you rank Swartz? And he said, 56. I thought, you're slightly rocky ground at the moment.
Yeah.
This is not the time to be doing that, is it? I mean, he always seemed quite reluctant It wasn't really trash talk because I think he's aware until December.
Yeah.
It's not much he can say.
No, he's not in a position to do it.
No.
We were about to say, well, to Rupert and also to the bloke in Japan, but we never got around to it, that Ascot will have a Japanese twist this week. Organisers have brought the Prince of Wales Stakes forward by 40 minutes tomorrow so Japanese fans can get to bed by midnight after watching 50-1 outsider Deirdre, which was reared there. Ascot's Director of Racing and Communications, Nick Smith, said, "We want the race to go off before midnight in Japan because it brings a significantly higher audience." Which is interesting, I think, really. But, I mean, not for a 50-1 shot. I mean, would you stay up? I'm not even... I think I'd stay up till, like, 5-12 just to watch it. But maybe
for a 50-1 shot. But so the country's going to come to a standstill, watch this horse that's probably got no chance of winning. Is that what you're saying?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, well done to them. I love the way you call our guest that bloke in Japan. You mean Alan Gibson, the Japanese football
Gibson,
expert?
Man,
how to make our guest feel special. That bloke in Japan.
I doubt whether Alan's still listening. I'm sure he's gone to bed.
Andy Jacobs, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How much has Graham McDowell made on the USPGA money list? Let's play have a game of have another guess.
Have another guess.
Go on, have a guess.
Graham McDowell.
Yeah. How much has he won?
$275,386.
No, have another guess. You're well short.
Okay. $560,325.
It's going to get really boring. $1,624,429.
Is that how much money he's made this season?
He's number 51 in the list. Number 52 is a guy called Cameron Champ, C-H-A-M-P.
Good name.
Good name, but not if you're 52nd in the list, really.
He's never won a tournament.
It's not really happened for him, yeah. Anything else?
I thought you were going to tell me how much he's won.
No, you don't care, do you?
Nice story from Sands United FC. This is a team that was formed by grieving dads. Do you remember this? I think we spoke about it at the time, by John Drury, who lost his son, and a very, very sad case. And he found that, speaking to other dads, and there were other guys who this had happened to, and so they formed a football team. And they played their first game on Sunday, and it was for charity, raised about £1,000 for the charity that John set up, and stillbirth and neonatal, no, he didn't just set it up, the charity he endorses, stillbirth and neonatal death society, and they won 5-1. So well done.
They're going to have a chat with him tomorrow.
Oh, good. They're going to play in the Doncaster Sunday League. So yeah. That's nice. Lillian Blogg, she's 102, and she's put it all down to fish and chips.
Lillian Blogg.
Lillian Blogg. I don't know if she's written
about
it.
She got her own? Yeah. Well, she did that online, did she?
Probably, yeah.
Wrote about it in depth online.
It's a good name, isn't it? Not blog.
Fish
blog.
And chips.
Mm.
Wow, it's a good job, with respect, she won't be around in 25 years' time when they reckon there won't be any more fish and chips. We brought you that story.
You don't
yesterday.
Know this.
Yeah, well, I mean, she'd be 100 and what?
127.
It's possible. People are living longer, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, Lillian, if you're listening.
I don't think she is. And she's too busy writing her blog.
I said, sorry, Lillian, if you're listening.
The local chippy, held a party for her because she's such a loyal customer.
It's a lovely.
Lovely story.
Lovely touch. Beautiful. Story,
and he said the draw for next year's Morrison's.
Can't shut him up now. No, keep going.
You wanted stories.
Oh, no, yeah, but there comes a point. Go on, keep going. What was you going to say?
I've lost confidence now.
No, you're okay.
No, I
haven't. Don't lose confidence.
I wouldn't still be here. The year's Carabao Cup. This year's, you see, I was on a roll. Now you've destroyed
my
roll.
The producer's shouting in my ear, Guy Swindles.
Oh, Guy Swindles.
No, go on. The Carabao Cup.
It's going to be held in North London Morrison's supermarket.
Not the
actual game, the draw.
That happened yesterday.
Did it?
Ray Parler's going to be doing it. He was a bit shocked to find out. Alan was trying to tell him he's doing it in the car park. him and John Barnes. Not the case. He was giving him some clog for
they
that.
They do like an unusual draw. Still, it attracts attention. I can see why they do it.
I bet Ray was probably thinking, would you like to do the Carabao Cup draw? He's probably thinking, oh, well, they'd normally do that in the Far East. I'll say yes. He's going to be in Morrison's car park. Bit of a shock.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Wayne, a welcome return to the studio is comedian and Arsenal fan Jacob Hawley. Jacob, good to see you.
Good to see you. How's it going, mate?
Yeah, we're good. Your new show is called Falaraki.
Yeah. You pronounced it correctly. A lot of people don't.
Well, you know, I've been on Greek holidays. So what pronunciations have you had then?
Oh, well, the problem is, right, so I'm 27, so I went, obviously the point of the show is that I went there twice.
Yeah.
you realise nowadays 18-year-olds don't really go on holidays like that. They don't go to these sort of rough, nasty holidays. So no one knows what Fadaraki is.
Okay.
So I called it this, thinking, oh, everyone knows what Fadaraki is. Yeah. Everyone knows these sort of holidays. Mm. And I do it to sort of 20-year-old students now. None of them know what I'm talking about. So.
Each generation, I suppose, has their places that they used to. I mean, yeah,
what's the place near Ibiza? There's another one that they go to. The press always featured people falling all over the place.
Really? Marbella.
There was a period where when my kids were younger, it was Sunny Magaluf. Beach, the Bulgaria trip. The Sunny Beach was the big deal.
I've done Sunny Beach.
Yeah, I thought you might have done. So what was it about? Why have you called it Falaraki?
But basically, it's the story of when I went there when I was 18 and I fell in love with a Slovakian girl that didn't speak any English.
Right.
Sounds good.
Are you still in touch or?
No, I'm not, sadly. No. She went back to her fiancé Radoslav at the end of the summer.
Oh,
so it was a holiday romance.
It was a holiday romance. I sort of fell in love with her on a lad's holiday. Flew back to England a few days later and I said, you know what, sod it, I'm going back.
Yeah.
So I booked a flight back, worked
quite
there.
Quite romantic,
summer.
Very romantic.
Well, it was romantic, but the problem was I went out there and I had to find work. Mm. So I went to the busiest bar. I basically found work as a sort of guitarist. I was playing guitar with the manager of the bar. We formed like a little covers band. We were playing the bar every night.
Now, I thought you were going to say you'd be kind of collecting pots, but you formed a band with the manager.
There was a bit of pot collecting as well. There's a bit of mucky stuff as well. But the glamorous stuff was playing guitar with a guy called Michael Barry. Anyway, she didn't speak any English. I didn't tell anyone that I was seeing her. Cut a long story short, it turned out she was seeing Michael Barry the whole summer as well as me.
Wow.
I only found out right at the end of the summer, just before I was going to fly to Slovakia.
Could have split the band up there.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, musical differences. Yeah. So what was included in the set list with you and Michael Barry? Will you give us some of the songs?
We knew 3 Kings of Leon songs.
Okay,
I think we knew 1 Oasis song. Well, back then, it was all like the 18 to 30s bar crawls, you know? All we had to do was, I mean, I only had an acoustic guitar, so I was just strumming as hard as I could. My fingers are bleeding. just sort of getting all the people to sing along to this awful music.
Right, but Michael Barry never let on that all the time you were sitting there playing Oasis songs, he was getting friendly with the girl you loved.
Thing is, I was forgiving of him because I hadn't told him that I was seeing her.
Oh, okay.
And look, he was a busy man.
Of course he was. He had to run a bar, he had to play guitar with you.
He was the lead singer of the band.
And from his point of view, you were seeing her.
Exactly.
That's true. So she was working you both, really. I mean, she's the villain in this.
She's exactly the villain in the piece.
Yeah.
I bet she isn't with Radoslav any longer.
Do you look back in anger now? I mean, taking one of the songs from the set list or not? Probably
that was pretty
not.
Good.
Probably not. So what is the show? It's broadly, it's a springboard, isn't it? I would imagine.
Sort of use that story as a springboard to talk about other things. I mean, like, the thing is with these shows, you have your sort of serious topics, like it talks about mental health and feminism and stuff like that. Yeah. My current girlfriend now. But there's also a lot of daft stuff in there as well.
Yeah. Good stuff.
That's interesting. So, because, I mean, men's health, men's mental health is so strong at the moment, which is a good thing. But I didn't realise it was going to sort of seep into comedy and you find a way of sort of getting into a show.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the thing is, when you write these shows, especially the sort of comedy I do, it's all anecdotal and observational. So I can only really talk about what I've done over the last year. I mean, I've been going up to Edinburgh for the last 3 years now. And what you tend to find is with comedians who do a show every year, they basically just tell you what they've done for the last year, which is quite handy because we don't always see each other. So it's nice to know what people have been up to. But it talks about some of the struggles I had with my mental health at the start of the year. It talks about especially how my girlfriend was so helpful with that.
I think,
like you say, it's something that men are talking about a lot more now, which is a good thing.
So let's find out where you're playing. You are playing Just the Tonic in the Attic. Up in Edinburgh from the 1st to the 25th. Mm. But you're having the 12th off.
Having the 12th off. Well,
everybody's.
What does everybody do on the 12th? Is it like a just sort of big
don't go to
festival?
Edinburgh on the 12th? No, we'll like, we'll be there on the 12th. We have shows.
I think we're there a bit later than the 12th. Yeah.
We get out of the city.
Right.
I go to Glasgow if I can. I love Glasgow.
It's
honestly one of my favourite places in the UK to go to Glasgow. I've got a mate, Stephen, over there I go and see.
Are you doing some warm-up gigs kind of in the building?
Yeah,
I've got
previews all over the place. If you go on my website, I've got links to all the previews and stuff like that. But warming up. I mean, to be honest with you, I still haven't written all of it.
It's still work in progress.
Still work in progress.
Okay. So, Jacob Hawley, go and check him out with his show. Falaraki. You are an Arsenal fan as well, aren't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, big Arsenal fan.
Are you feeling about life at the moment? Are you optimistic for next season?
No.
Is that right? He was in that chair the other week. He didn't sound that optimistic.
No, I'm not optimistic.
It's not easy, is it?
No.
To be honest with you, looking at what's happened over the last year, I think we've got worse. I think we've got worse. I think we've lost our best midfielder for nothing.
Yeah,
Ramsey, he's walked for nothing. Honestly, last year I felt so positive, and last year I was really lucky. Last year was my first season as a season ticket holder.
Mm.
I get to go every game. Football's never been worse. If we play negative football, we play defensive football when we can't defend.
Mm.
Honestly, it's really miserable at the moment. The only good thing is we've got some good young players coming through.
Yeah.
Apart from that,
if it's true what they say about the money you're going to have to spend, it's interesting, isn't there? Freddie Ljungberg has swapped roles with Steve Bould, which suggests more kids are going to be getting involved because that's what Freddie's been doing.
I think not making the Champions League was such a big thing because not only did you miss out the money, but you also had that same thing, that Thursday-Sunday thing, which the fans hate.
Yeah.
It wrecks your season. It's not a good thing.
What made it probably worse from your point of view, and I know this talking to Arsenal fans who are mates, that, you know, we basically, Tottenham, we laid it on a plate for you. I mean, we stumbled over the line like an old drunk.
Ramsey got injured. Arsenal were looking nailed on for third or fourth, and then Ramsey got injured, and then the whole season just fell apart.
But Emery's thrown him under the bus now. Emery came out a couple of weeks ago and he said, well, Ramsey was at my door every week knocking on the door saying, I want to play. It's like, well, that's what you should be doing. It's your job as a manager to say, well, if you're not fit, you're not playing. You can't blame the player for playing through an injury. You've got the job as manager to say whether he plays or not. And you're right, you gave it to us on the plate. Chelsea were awful.
Yeah.
Chelsea were dreadful, and they somehow finished above us as well.
Yeah. Well,
true.
See,
it's bleak.
Not too awful in the second half, I think. I'd like to point out.
Not in Baku. They found the best 45 minutes of their season. They raised their game.
Moved to
Baku,
playing the home games there.
So, look, good to see you again, Jacob. Thank you very much for coming in.
Cheers.
Go and see Jacob's show, Falaraki, as we said, Just a Tonic, The Attic. Go and check him out. JacobHawley.co.uk. You're on Twitter as well,
on Twitter,
are you?
Yeah, Hawley Jacob.
Okay, go and find out all the dates. Any warm up gigs for the tour will be on there. And we're up in Edinburgh, so yeah, come and see us.
Yeah, I'll come say hello.
Pop in and see us during the run. Tell us how it's going.
Brilliant. Nice one, guys.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, we were told yesterday that you would be travelling around Italy sharing a car with the Moose. And we were thinking, oh, that's not going to work.
Well, there's your sitcom part.
That's going to be tricky. But we gather that's not the case.
It's not, no. Sadly, my car is full up. I do. You know, I have apologised for the Moose. I must be the only one who's got no Avis and asked for a smaller car.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Single seater.
You've got a single seater. We've only got double seaters, yeah. Kind of a smart car and three dummies. Yeah.
Yeah, what we borrowed from the England team is, you know, the wall, isn't it? Well, they're using the big inflatable walls for the free kick.
Yeah, that's it.
So I've got four of them in the back. Every time I see the Moose, I put them up in the back of the car. Sorry, mate, we can't get you in. But no, there is. When Moose did ask, there was a space shortage. but I understand he's got himself a car and he's following us.
He's
quite
all right.
Our best effort to lose him at the toll roads.
He's eating a lot of tuna and onions, so I think it might.
Well, have you seen the fitness video that he posted online?
I've just seen him dancing with some of the locals.
Yeah,
he's
definitely up to pensioners.
Yeah.
It was just across the road from our hotel. I thought they were fracking.
All right, Paul, enjoy it. We'll catch up with you later in the tournament.
Cheers,
all the best.
Well, dude, see you later.
Paul Jiggins there.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
So there we are. That was this afternoon's show. I'm not here tomorrow. Andy is alongside Max Rushton, and they've got Blowers and Swanee coming in, so
yeah,
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'll be back on Friday, actually. So thanks for downloading us, and we will catch up with you soon.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.